Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
The Chicago Bulls select Dalen Terry from the University of Arizona.
You put me in any situation, I'm always figured out.
Dalen Terry throws it down!
If I don't play, I'm going to still be fighting in practice. I'm going to do what I have to do, and I'm going to get on the court eventually.
We spoke to him about 30 minutes ago, and the kid was incredibly excited about being a Chicago Bull. He literally said to us that he would run here right now.
That's Mark Eversley, the general manager.
Yeah, he's the GM.
He's the GM.
Yes.
He's not the top dude, but he's the general manager of the Chicago Bulls.
He's Jed.
Good to hear from him. He's what Jed was.
Yes, not what Jed is now.
And Cody Westerlund joins us. He is a Bulls reporter and The Score's web editor at 670thescore.com. He's with us on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cody, what was important that you learned from the Bulls last night, or that the Bulls did last night, above and beyond just exercising the 18th pick?
Well, I think they kept the big picture in mind, right? Like, Dalen Terry, to me, isn't going to be an immediate contributor next year. And obviously, I want to be clear, doesn't mean he can't be. I just don't have that expectation. A kid that's going to be turning 20 in July. But I think there's a little bit of a difference here. I know we bring up Ayo Dosunmu a lot for guys that can surprise us and make quick contributions. It feels like Dalen Terry is a little bit more of a long-term project than Ayo was. Ayo was, you know, a National Player of the Year candidate, lead guy on a Big Ten team, where Dalen Terry was more of a glue guy, role player for a really good Arizona team, did his job really well. So what I took away was the Bulls were not locked in on, let's get EJ Liddell and have, you know, 15, 20 minutes of him as the ninth man on our team next year to make us a little bit better and give DeMar and Zach help. They looked, what's the best thing for us, you know, 3 or 4 years down the line. So that's what I took away from it.
What do the Bulls say they like about Dalen Terry?
His defense, his athleticism, his ability to create turnovers, get out in transition. The ability to switch on defense is going to be huge for Dalen Terry. The Bulls believe he can guard 1 through 3 basically already. I don't think that means you put him on an all-star and ask him to shut anyone down. But that's the vision for him. That's what the Bulls haven't had enough of in recent years. And they view him, shooting aside, they view him as a guy that can be a two-way contributor down the line. And again, we've gone over this. The Bulls don't have enough above-average two-way players. They got a lot of players who are really good, maybe on one end, but not both ends. So I think they hope he brings a little bit more balance to this team down the line.
I know we'll see him in summer league. Is he a lock for the actual Bulls roster, or could he see Windy City time?
That's a good question. I wouldn't rule out Windy City time if the progress is really slow by way of playing time, but he's not going to be at Windy City for certainly any long stretch, I don't expect, Dan. Like, maybe you send him down there to get some playing time in game action when the Bulls are on a long road trip and he's not in the rotation. But that would also assume full health for the Bulls, right? You know, if, as we'll get to, I'm sure Lonzo Ball's knee injury is still a concern, you're probably not taking a guard and sending him to Windy City. So I would expect him to spend almost all of his time with the Bulls rather than Windy City being an option for rookies who aren't in the rotation sometimes.
Yeah, let's talk about Lonzo. For the Bulls fan that was just kind of getting back into things, what happened with Lonzo, why he didn't come back, and where do things stand right now?
Yeah, he didn't play after January 14th. Late January, he had surgery to repair a meniscus tear in the same knee that he'd had problems before earlier in his career with the Lakers. Bulls hoped he'd be back in 6 to 8 weeks, hoped he'd be back late in the regular season, get a few games in, and then be ready for the playoffs. That never happened. Complicating factor was the bone bruise as well, in addition to the meniscus tear. And the rehab just completely stalled there in March, in April. He couldn't push it any more than basically jogging forward in a straight line. We heard reports, multiple reports of growing concern, which Billy Donovan really detailed in the season-ending press conference. He was basically like, yeah, Lonzo's injury is a concern. So Mark Eversley's comments last night were Lonzo Ball's knee, good reports on it, but he's unsure if Lonzo would be cleared to play regular season games if the Bulls had a game tomorrow, for example, which to me basically read as, I'm deferring to the medical staff, and that was a no way he wouldn't be playing if we played tomorrow type of answer from the Bulls. So still a concern. I took Mark Eversley's report on Lonzo Ball's knee as just a teeny tiny positive outlook, right? Like, the Bulls still haven't said we fully expect him to be ready for training camp. They have not said he's doing 5-on-5 scrimmages, anything like that. So it's good that it's slightly progressed past stalled, but we don't have much more information on that.
Are they concerned that they're not in, I guess, like, closer contact with Lonzo on this?
I think they're okay on the contact. I think they're very comfortable with the information they're getting because they said they're sending a member of the medical team and or training staff to Los Angeles on a weekly basis to talk to Lonzo and his camp and his doctors. And the Bulls have been pretty good about medical communication under this regime with their star player. Zach LaVine's knee problems obviously were done in consultation as well with his doctors and camp, where the Bulls were on the same page during the regular season.
Who are Ball's doctors?
I don't know, Dan. I don't have all that information.
Because we know that LaVine went to Neil Alatrache.
Yep.
And that's the best of the best. But not, you know, I would like to know how much of this are Ball's doctors and Bulls doctors. Where does one end and the other begin? Because these things, especially sometimes with nebulous knee issues, not everybody concurs on diagnoses and or rehabs.
Yeah, and that's something maybe we can get more information on Monday, too. The Bulls are expected to hold the Dalen Terry press conference. Hopefully, Arturis Karnišovas talks on Monday. That's a little bit more of a setting to get some off-the-record or background information on a Monday around noon or something, rather than in the heat of the draft in the moment on a big night when the Bulls are rushing back to look at undrafted free agents, stuff like that. So I agree with you on that. Like, the Lonzo Ball injury hangs over as a big concern for this team. I mean, fortunately for the Bulls, Ayo Dosunmu looks like he can be a contributor all year long again and have spot starting duty when they need it. But Lonzo just transforms this team in a way that they don't really have a player like him on the roster. And you tie a lot of his or their success to what he did as a catalyst for them early last season.
Are you surprised that we didn't see more like player movement last night?
Yeah, a little bit, because the NBA is just, it's so frenzied from a sign and trade perspective these days, because stars are like, hey, let's sign this long-term contract, let's get this money, let's just force our way out if we need to. Now, maybe this just gets pushed back to the free agency period when it starts a week from now. But I don't think there's a massive expectation outside of Kyrie of a star or superstar player probably moving. But, you know, there's a lot of solid big names in the trade market all the time. We've heard Miles Turner, Gordon Hayward seems like he's available from Charlotte in the right deal. So it feels like players on that level could still be moving here. And sign and trade really, again, is the huge mechanism for movement when these best teams, when the elite teams, teams like the Bulls that are just good and not elite, are trying to make moves. These teams don't have cap space, so it's not outright free agency. it's wheeling and dealing in trades with other teams, sometimes trade up trades, sometimes sign and trade. So I do expect to see movement, not at the tippy top of elite players, but kind of that next level probably in free agency.
Eversley said something else that was interesting to me, and that was the idea of, yeah, they know they need rim protection. They know they need a roll guy, lob catcher, however you want to describe the player that we're talking about. But he mentioned it with Vooch. And let's listen here, Cody, and I want you to react to Mark Eversley.
Certainly something that we've discussed as a staff, getting somebody to complement what Vooch does, particularly rim protection, just kind of patrolling that paint and making sure that, you know, we have somebody there who can lock it down. It's something that we intend on addressing, whether that's via free agency or trade. It's something that we're pretty focused on.
Interesting to me, because early in the season, when everybody was healthy, almost all of their half-court sets ran through Nikola Vucevic. And I don't think they're ready to stop doing that if they envision all of their parts available.
This is the center position has more intrigue for the Bulls than anything this offseason. And I say that with the notion that, like, I expect Zach LaVine to return. I know that's going to be the headline grabbers. If he takes a meeting with anyone else, it's going to be hysteria from an external perspective, probably with fans and media. But there's a lot of smoke around the Bulls and centers now, right? Like, They've been tied to Rudy Gobert extensively on the trade market, even though I do not see that happening. They've been tied to having interest in Mitchell Robinson. It felt like if someone like Mark Williams fell to them at number 18 in the draft last night, they could have hopped on them. And I know they're saying the right things about Vooch, but given all that smoke and just the logic of where they can kind of improve, this is the big deal to me. If they improve significantly at center on defense from a defensive perspective, and Vooch wasn't here or didn't have as much playing time, I think offensively that allows Patrick Williams to emerge. So I think that they'd probably be best off shopping Vooch. I think they aren't saying it, but I think they will take a lot of calls on Vooch and check in on that and see if they can move him. He's just kind of a center from like 20 years ago, right? Like when the NBA posted up a little bit more, it seems like, and playing pick and roll defense wasn't as big of a deal back then as it is now. But like, it feels to me like they're onto something with this center position, and whether it's Mitchell Robinson, Nick Claxton, Isaiah Hartenstein in free agency, like they want someone badly who can protect the rim and be a little bit more of a rim runner. And I think Vooch's status is a little bit more up in the air than some people might be letting on. They can always say they want continuity, but like, I know they want continuity with DeRozan and LaVine. I'm still not sold on that with Vooch yet.
Cody, we obviously know how good Milwaukee is, and Cleveland took a step forward drafting last year and with some of the moves that they made. Are we seeing the beginning of the rise of Detroit as a problem for the other teams in the division?
Eventually. It feels like Detroit, they got a lot of love last night. They deserve a lot of love. I like Jaden Ivey's fit alongside Cade Cunningham. I like that a lot. But it's going to take some time for them still. I think by the time the Pistons are a concern, it'll be a couple years down the road. Certainly like what they're doing. But I wouldn't get too far in front of my skis on the Pistons just yet. It feels like a team everyone will be talking about, and they'll still only win like 28 games next year or something and probably still end up with like a 7 pick and another good player. And then after that, but like, I love Cade Cunningham, Lawrence. Like, absolutely love that guy, what he brings from a basketball perspective. Just sharing the ball, getting to the hoop, his size, his ability to see the game. So, complimenting him with a couple top 13 picks, that was an excellent night for the Pistons.
I'm a little worried that the Bulls are going to be like the White Sox here. Sorry. We're just kind of like, well, soon it'll be our turn. Soon it'll be time for us to be good. And then you look at it, wait a second. These other teams got good, too.
Where'd this Jaden Ivey guy come from?
That's not fair.
They need to be like the Cubs, right? Like 2016, the Cubs pounced on their opportunity trading for Chapman, and then the Dodgers and Astros were just beasts for like the next 4 years. So that would be the Rudy Gobert path, right? That's the three-year window if they were to do that.
Well, we have to be careful because if I don't... make sure that my default setting on the Bulls doesn't remain positive, then I'm really in danger of a Chicago sports mental death spiral.
They still won 46 games.
I know, they're good.
And they went to the playoffs.
And Jim Boylan is still fired.
Yes!
I have to keep that. Thank you. Sky point to that. Jim Boylan is still fired. So that's good. I wish I thought there was a way to draw that roadmap from here to there with the Bulls.
There's a new interesting player.
Yes.
There you go.
And he seems like a nice young man.
Yes.
Just like our guest, Cody Westerlund.
There's no doubt about that. Cody, as always, we thank you, sir.
Yep. Appreciate it, guys, and have a great show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.